I spent about the first 20 minutes or so of my morning when I got into the office today going through the email that arrived in my mailbox overnight. And I admit it, I also checked my email from home late yesterday afternoon to see if anything important happened since I left work earlier in the day. Do you spend too much time dealing with your email? Our guest this hour says email overload is epidemic in the U.S. workplace, and we'll talk with him about how we can manage our email better in just a few minutes. But first, let me welcome in someone I send a lot of email to, Cheryl Gasser, the assistant director of talk shows here at Wisconsin Public Radio, joins me. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joyce. So glad to be here. We are here during our winter pledge drive to ask for your support for Joy's program for the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let me give the number to start out, 1-800-383-9772. Or you can pledge online at WPR.org. I know that I'm still going through the emails from yesterday, and I, too, like you, check from home. If you check your email from home, if you are overloaded and overworked with just managing your email, you will want our guest's book this hour.
It is, I got a lot of great tips out of this book, The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. Lots of great advice in here on how you can stop the info glut and reclaim your life. We are going to be talking with one of the co-authors of this book, Mike Song. He's an email efficiency and etiquette expert. So we'll get a lot of good information from him, and you'll get a lot of good information in this book.
And that book can be yours for a pledge of $120 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Break it down. It's $10 a month. And if the book is something you would like, it'll be coming your way along with a member benefit card, a card that entitles you to two-for-one entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state, two-for-one ticket admission to museums and other art and cultural events. And The Hamster Revolution, I was flipping through it earlier, Joy, and it tells you how to reduce the volume of email that you get, how to improve the emails that you write, how to make use of the subject line. So many times you have no idea what that email is going to be about. Email etiquette, how to store your email, and the list goes on and on and on. And so this is something that I think will affect so many people listening today. And if it's something that is of interest to you, you'll want to grab that book, The Hamster Revolution, for a pledge of $120 a year or more.
One of the tips that I like that I'll talk to Mike Song about is send an email when you're sending one that maybe says no thanks needed or no reply needed. Kind of establish that as the standard operating procedure, perhaps in your workplace, that especially if no reply is needed or no thanks needed, that you don't need to, you know, how many times have you opened up an email that just says, got it,
or
you know, thanks. Yeah. So that's one of the very many tips that you can get in The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. Yours for a pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, $10 a month or more, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. Pledge because you value Wisconsin Public Radio and because you know that Wisconsin Public Radio depends on listener contributions to pay the bills. But as our thank you during this hour, we'd be happy to send you for that $120 pledge, The Hamster Revolution.
We come to you just a couple times a year to ask for your support, and we do it because listener support is so important to us here at Public Radio. We could not do what we do, the quality programming, the top-notch guests, the phone lines, keeping the lights on. We couldn't do it without your support, and we come to you a few times a year to ask for it. This is one of those times. Go to the phone now if you're not already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make that pledge, 800-383-9772. If you're online right now, you can make a pledge there as well, WPR.org. And our goal this hour, $2,000. We want to raise $2,000 to do our part for the overall drive during Joy's program.
That's right. And somebody pledged $150 just before we started this hour. So somebody maybe on the web went to WPR.org and pledged $150. You can do that too. And that's great, but right now we need your pledge to help us reach that $2,000 goal and to help pay for the programming that you listen to probably every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. You decide how much to pledge. We don't have any specific pledge levels that you must pledge at to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every pledge, every contribution is needed and appreciated. Give what you can afford. Give $10 a month or more if you would like the Hamster Revolution on how to manage our email and the member benefit card, which is our thanks for your membership at the $120 level. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And when you make that call, a volunteer will pick up the phone, ask you for some information, who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, how you would like to pay for it. They'll give you a lot of choices. We can bill you. We can put it on a credit card. We can set up an electronic funds transfer. They can walk you through that process on the telephone line. All in all, it just takes 3 or 4 minutes. You let them know if you'd like Mike Song's book, The Hamster Revolution, along with a member benefit card entitling you to 2-for-1 dining. And you are on your way. You're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can also pledge online. There's a safe and secure link there. It's quick and easy. Again, takes 3 or 4 minutes. And we would love to hear from you. We want to hear from you right now during this hour. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It is so gratifying, Cheryl, to hear from listeners during pledge drives like this, listeners like you who value this programming so much that you are willing to help pay for it. And I was just looking at some recent comments from some contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio during the pledge drive. I believe these are folks who called in later yesterday, but just listen to this. Joe in Jackson says, I learned so much from your programs. Heather in Milwaukee, listening to public radio is like getting a college education. Lola in Waukesha, I am so happy to have public radio. And Chris in Middleton, who simply says, thank you. How about you? 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And thanks to all of those member supporters, members of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you if you are a listener contributor, if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If not, though, now would be a wonderful hour, a wonderful time to join the Wisconsin Public Radio family, and for a pledge this hour only of $120 or more, you will get our guest book, The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. And this is a perfect example, Joy, this hour, a perfect example of one of the many things that I love about your show. I learn something every week and sometimes every day that I can use in my everyday life. Sometimes it's how to eat smarter or things that I can do to lessen my impact on the environment. There are so many tips, and this is a great one. I think I'm going to use a lot of things that I learned this hour in my everyday life to make my everyday life better. And if that is something that you love as well about Joy's program, isn't it worth a pledge of support? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And remember, for a pledge of $120 a year or more, our thank you gift, good during this hour because we're talking about it this hour, is Mike Song's book, The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. And automatically at that $120 level, that pledge will get you the member benefit card as well. This is this card that entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at all the participating restaurants all over Wisconsin, and cultural events and online shopping deals as well. Our way of saying thank you for becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and helping to pay for the programming that you hear every day. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You listen to Joy each morning. You enjoy the program. You learn something from it. You're educated by it. It makes you happy to have Wisconsin Public Radio in your life. We're asking you to put your wallet where your ears are. You listen to us. You don't have to be a member. That's the thing I love about Wisconsin Public Radio. It's on the honor system. If you don't want to contribute or you can't afford to contribute, it's completely up to you. We will still be here for you. But the only reason we are is because listeners like you, listeners come through during our pledge drives with their financial support, and we're asking you, you'll feel better if you do it. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio today, WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772.
All right, Cheryl, we'll let you go check your email. I sent you a couple earlier this morning, and we will, after this weather break, welcome in Mike Song, who is one of the co-authors of The Hamster Revolution. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, February the 27th. And let me welcome your problems with email, your questions about how to manage your email overload, maybe even your pet peeve when it comes to the emails that you get. Here's our call-in number so you can talk with our guest expert, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Should I give you our email address? Talk@WPR.org. Our guest is Mike Song, co-founder and CEO of Cohesive Knowledge Solutions. He is the co-author of The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today, Joy?
I'm great. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, I was going through my email very early this morning. I spend a lot of time on email. I get a lot of it. But you say I'm not alone. This is an epidemic?
Yeah, email overload is truly epidemic in the workplace, and we've surveyed 8,000 professionals, and they tell us they're spending about 40% of their day processing email and also on email-related activities like filing and finding information and attachments that they need. It's taking up a huge chunk of the day, and so it's a real opportunity, I think, for everyone to become a little more efficient and less stressed at work, to work on the skills related to email.
Now, I get a lot of email not only from coworkers, but I get a lot of listeners who will send an email suggesting a call-in topic, or a listener who might have a long list of grievances of something I did, or or something from a listener who wants to know the name of a guest who was on with me 6 months ago. I'm fortunate enough that we have at Wisconsin Public Radio an audience services staff, and I can forward those emails to the audience services staff. Otherwise, I don't think I'd ever get out of here.
You probably wouldn't. I mean, email is such an easy form of communication. I think that's one of the things about it, as we think about it as a channel that we can use to communicate. It's so easy to dash off an email message to somebody. And I think you're in a unique position as a public figure in that you really are a target for a lot of folks to want to communicate with. They look up to you. They'd love to be in communication with you. And what we're finding within the workplace, within most people's lives, that a lot of the email is generated just sort of colleague to colleague, and that is what is jamming people's inboxes these days. It is a lot of the internal sort of communication within a company or an organization that seems to be contributing to this this big glut of email.
Yeah,
and
that's...
People tell us a third of the time they spend is wasted on it, so it's a huge amount of wasted time.
So they admit that email that the boss sent was a waste of time?
Well, you know, we do our surveys anonymously, so people can be very honest. And yeah, sometimes people will tell us, I have a boss who sends me every piece of information because they really they love their team and they want to be as helpful as they can. But I don't have the time. I get more email than I can humanly process. So we call those FYI light messages. A helpful person wants to be, you know, do something nice for their colleagues, but sometimes it's not appreciated because people say, well, I don't even know where to begin. You've sent me this document with two attachments, and you're saying this could be interesting. What does that mean? So I think we get a lot of vague messages, and we're not sure, do I need to read through all of these attachments, or... is there a key point that you're trying to get across to me?
So what's maybe a possible solution to those FYI light messages that you might get from your boss or a colleague?
Well, I think it's the tricky thing about email is it's not like this wonderful conversation you and I are having. Mm-hmm. It's a one-way sort of communication. You send it, the person gets it. You don't know whether they liked the message, didn't like the message. You get no feedback. So I think one of the first things that you can do is to try to create situations where you get your team or the people that you communicate with talking a little bit about what is a truly necessary email message. And we talk about this in the book, that there are a host of unnecessary kinds of messages that are just streaming all across the net and into people's inboxes. A few of those types are things like when people hit the reply to all key, when they really don't need to use that feature, they just want to involve everybody or they want to chime in. So when you can ratchet that down on a team, it does decrease the amount of emailing that's going back and forth. Another big problem is the CC issue. Some people feel like they're being copied unnecessarily. Yeah. So they'll say, you know, people are copying me to show that they're busy or to show that they're copying me to sort of borrow my title if I'm an executive. Oh, see, I'm copying the CEO, so that must mean this project has been approved at the CEO level. And some people are feeling a little manipulated by that. So There's all sorts of ways that we work with people, and in the book about how you can ratchet down what you're sending and have a discussion with your team so that it's not just you fuming in your cubicle.
Yeah. No, I'm guilty of the reply to all. I know. So the answer there is, see it in yourself maybe first.
Yeah. I think that is a big part of the book. And that's why I think team leaders and people who work with big teams love the book, because they can give it to everybody. And it not only teaches people how they can write more professional messages that get things done for them, but it also teaches people how a whole team can ratchet down email. And the target is 20%. So just 1 in 5 outgoing messages. And we've done this with many of our clients, like Novartis or Pfizer, and with Capital One. And they've all found that it's been tremendously helpful, and that they've saved a tremendous amount of time. And they found that when they send less, they actually get less back, because there's this boomerang effect with email. And so sending less is not just a nice thing you're doing for your coworkers and your colleagues. It's a great thing you can do for yourself, because you will get fewer messages coming in your inbox, about 10% fewer messages, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to follow that advice. I don't like reply to all. It does irk me when I'll get somebody might send out an email, can we all meet at this day and this time, and then everybody replies to all saying, no, not me, or I can do this day instead. And it's like, okay, just maybe you could put on the message, just reply to me, you coach in the book.
You got it. That's one of our tips, and people use that every day, and they find that their teams say, just instead of hitting reply to all, reply directly to me in order to save time. Boom. Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. But the CC, you really figure out if you need to copy someone. I know there are certain, I have a boss actually who wants to be in the loop if something is going on, and I have come to the habit of CCing him on something that I think he wants to know about.
Well, I think it's CC is, and again, I think 4 out of 5 times, that's great. But there may be that fifth time, that one additional time out of 5 that you say, I don't know if I need to have this person in the loop. Now, one of the things we do is encourage people to talk about it. Do you want to be copied on everything or just the important stuff is a great question. And a lot of executives are starting to rethink their strategy. About 5, 6 years ago when email was ramping up, I myself, as an executive at that time, said, hey, copy me on everything. And then I started to realize I'm losing track of what's really important. Email is filling up my inbox with other people's priorities, and I'm not getting anything done today. I'm weeding through. I'm being copied on what the lunch menu is going to be for this big meeting coming up. So I think what we're finding is that if you can be more judicious, 20%, 1 in 5, it's amazing. You'll find yourself suddenly sending less and getting less.
Now, you're telling people to not be polite by saying thanks for that information, and you don't want me to thank somebody if they sent me information I wanted?
Well, I want everybody listening to the program to try to picture two groups of people that our surveys have sort of culled out of the framework. We look at our coworkers and say, I wonder what kind of person they are. Well, about half the people that we talk to, we call those people the efficients. They want you to get to the point. That's their biggest thing. Get to the point, tell me what you need, and I'll get it back for you. You don't need to be polite. You don't need to thank me for everything. And they even complain, Joy, about being thanked. Now, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? I get thanked too much.
Mm-hmm.
Who would think that someone would complain about that? But those folks are out there, and they are getting steam that they're getting copied on every little message. Now, the efficients, it's not that it only takes a second to delete a message, but I think what bugs the efficients is that they get into the workflow. They really want to get a lot done. And every little time an email comes in, it's an interruption, something they have to stop and sort of look at it and think about it, even for just a second. Now, the polar opposites of the efficients, and some folks who are probably driving to work right now are trying to think, which do I fall into? And this is a continuum. It's not necessarily a black and white thing. Yeah, but there's a group called the socials. And boy, we've met a lot of folks in the socials, and they'll say, no, you listen to me, Mr. Email Efficiency Expert.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say put three or four sentences of niceties at the beginning of every email message I send. And particularly they'll tell me when I'm sending stuff to an international audience. It's interesting. Culturally, they'll say, if I'm sending stuff to Asia or to another part of the world, they'll say we like to really be polite and to add a few extra things in there. And so they feel that it's incredibly important to be polite via email. So you have these two groups, and the conclusion, what can you do to try to please both of these groups and to also get more work done yourself? We have a compromise we'd like to propose. Write a brief, warm greeting at the outset of every message. Start out with, hi, Joy, great interview last week on this topic, mm-hmm. and thank them in that message. But then in the next line, get to your key point. So you know your key action point is right up front. And by having this brief, warm greeting, you're doing something nice. It's a great place to insert some of those thank you messages. Instead of creating a separate message for that person to process, you know, you look in your inbox, say, I've got to get back to this person on something else from them. I'm going to thank them for the marketing report they sent me. So, hi, Ted, thanks for the marketing report, you know, request. Can you please send me this other thing?
Uh-huh.
And so you're combining two into one. You're reducing email overload. You're satisfying the socials and the efficiency. Everybody's happy, and a lot more work is getting done.
Well, we'll talk about more ways we can manage our email before it manages us from our guest book, The Hamster Revolution. Mike Song is our guest, and we are welcoming your questions for him, but we're also welcoming your pledges of support during our pledge drive. We're offering The Hamster Revolution as our thank you gift to you for your pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. Find out how to stop the info glut and reclaim your life. The number to call to make a pledge, a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, is 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also make your pledge on the web, WPR.org, WPR.org. We have raised, thanks to you, $550 toward a $2,000 goal. So please help us reach that goal and support listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Tuesday morning, February the 27th. I'm Joy Cardine, and we're wondering this hour if you need some help managing your email. Listen to this quiz and see if you need some help managing email. Do you frequently use the reply to all feature? Do you like to CC people just to keep them in the loop? Do you usually have a couple hundred emails in your inbox? Do you usually respond to emails as soon as they come in? Do you check email most nights and weekends? The list goes on, but if you have already answered yes to three of those questions, you need help. And we have some help for you. Mike Song is our guest. He is the co-author of The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. The number to talk with him is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Mike Song says that email overload is epidemic in the U.S. workplace, and many of us now spend 40% of our workday on email, and most of us consider a lot of it a waste of time. So what should we do to better manage our email? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Mike Song, here's what I want to talk about right now, because this is interesting. You're suggesting that we should coach others who send us emails that we don't like. How do we do that?
Absolutely. I think we call this concept coach or suffer. And basically the idea here is that a lot of us complain about email, but how many of us have really looked at those folks who are our frequent senders, people who are perhaps our teammates, colleagues that we frequently communicate with? And if you don't think that this is important, think about this. We have one company that we work with, and they worked with a client for about a year and a half, and they noticed that the business was starting to dwindle with this particular customer. And then at the end of this 1.5-year period, the customer gave them a 2-inch thick binder of email messages that had been either confusing, vague, unclear, wall of words messages, you know, stuff that didn't need to be sent, stuff that should have been sent. And they were absolutely stunned that this year and a half had gone by and that they hadn't received any feedback from the client. And the bottom line is we don't get enough feedback on the email that we send. We assume we're doing a great job with it, but you'd be amazed at what folks around you will tell you and how helpful it can be for you to actually tell someone, you know, maybe you didn't need to, you know, include me on this message. Maybe this message, it's a wall of words message. And I think that's another thing I'd love to chat with you about is how you can help people write better messages and how you yourself can write more clear, concise, and actionable email messages so that things get done instead of frequent requests for clarification, which happens about 80% of the time. 80% of the folks we surveyed, I'll say, often receive messages that require clarification.
Yeah,
that shows the need for coaching.
You suggest a real structure to your email.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We start with the subject line, and we call this sort of a bodybuilder motif, but strengthen the subject. So that's the one place where people aren't putting enough structure and information. So we're getting these vague subjects, and we're not sure what does meeting mean or which meeting notes are these. So using a category like action, info, or request, my two personal favorites are delivery, when I'm absolutely getting back to you, Joy, with something you asked for from me and confirmed. I will absolutely be here for the interview on WPR, that type of thing.
Because if I just get an email with the subject line delivery, I'm gonna say, what the heck's that?
Well, that's your one-word category that precedes a descriptive title. So you could say delivery. Meeting notes from April 3rd marketing meeting.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you use that category to create that instant context because people are not really reading your messages. They're not even reading the titles. They're scanning them because they're so busy, just like we've been talking about. So a one-word category followed by a descriptive subject line is terrific. Another tip for the subject, EOM. You mentioned NRN, no reply mm-hmm. needed. EOM means end of message. So if I'm going to send you just a quick message, almost like an instant message via email, I could put a 7, 8, maybe 10-word message in the subject line followed by EOM, and that means that subject line is the message. So you don't need to open up the email, see what's inside, and think about it any more than just reading the subject line.
Oh, good. Yeah, so you might just, yeah, something that just says that thing where you mentioned confirmed talk meeting March 19th, this time EOM.
You got it. Mm. I'll be there, or you know, whatever it is, but that specific meeting, EOM. And then I know that I don't need to open up the message. And you mentioned structure in the body of the message as well. Mm. Well, we get a lot of complaints about the wall of words message mm-hmm. and the short, vague message. In this era of BlackBerries and PDAs, people love to just say, you know, I'm in, sounds good. And the general response is, you're in for what? What are you referring to? And I've got 100 other messages in my inbox. So here's how you can structure the body of your email message. And this is probably one of the most powerful things in the book. We go into it in great detail. But start with an action summary. Try to summarize your key point up front. And this can be counterintuitive for some folks who like to kind of give their buildup to why they want something to happen. And then at the very end of the message, here's the action. But placing the action up front for people who are scanning a message is wonderful because they instantly know, okay, that's what the message is about. And then we even label that action or summary or key point, and it's a one-word description of what the key point of the message is. Underneath that, you put your background. That's the B. This is an ABC structure. So action summary up front, bulleted background points below that. So instead of the wall of words, lots of long paragraphs, chunk those ideas into your key points. Sequentially, you can use numbers or you can use bullet points if your software has that. I like to use asterisks because when I send stuff to people who have PDAs, it shows up clearly. The text doesn't get garbled by trying to interpret rich text. So your bulleted background points in the middle and then close with your niceties, your next steps, and a nice crisp auto signature. That ABC structure mm-hmm. will help you write clear, concise, and actionable email messages every time. And that also saves you time because people aren't emailing you back. What did you mean by that? You don't get those requests for clarification when you're communicating well. And we've never had any training on it. So that's why we're finding people love the book. They incorporated it with our training. It's something that is, I think, sort of sweeping across the country. And we are just stunned for a company that's 3 years old to have so many Fortune 500 clients and big and small businesses as well.
And wanting coaching on email. That's great. I like this suggestion, though, too. Maybe schedule a live conversation.
You got it. Now, there's an interesting problem with trying to do that. In business today, about 70% of all the phone calls that we make are answered by a machine. So the one tip that I would give for people who want to have that live conversation, because I think you're right, that's where we need to be. We need to have a higher percentage of these two-way conversations where we can resolve that scheduling. I think you mentioned the scheduling issue earlier when you're trying to schedule something. It's very tough to get three people on the same page. Mm-hmm. We encourage people to try to schedule mini meetings, and particularly the best time to schedule a mini meeting is when you're having a live conversation. So if you said to me, Mike, I'd like you to get back to me something in 2 days from now, let's touch base, and you give me a call and we'll work on it. I never let that go, or you might say, send me an email, and then I know we're going to be playing email tag or phone tag. So we schedule mini meetings, which means you say, hey, you know what, well, since you want to meet on Thursday, why don't we carve out a time? Is 10 o'clock good for you? Let's just meet from 10 to 10.05, and we'll resolve that issue then.
Mm-hmm.
Those mini meetings help you increase the percentage of the two-way conversations that you're having, and you get a whole lot more done. The interesting thing is that I've tried this with people, and I said, try this with your executive. Try it with those hard-to-reach people, your customers, for people who are in sales. And they love it. They absolutely love it, because no customer or executive can argue with the fact that playing a long game of email or telephone tag is a complete waste of time. So you can have more robust conversations, get a lot farther, get a lot more done every day by scheduling those live mini meetings.
And finally, if I follow some of your advice here and maybe send fewer emails, I'll get fewer emails, and then I'm not going to be checking my email from home at night?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's what we've been able to accomplish, both with the book and with the training and all the different work we do with companies in this area. We've helped them ratchet down the amount of email they send by 20%, and they end up getting a lot less email. And so we measure that before and after. We do these surveys with them. They end up saving 10 to 15 days per year on email processing time. And that's time for your family. That's time for the people that you care about, so you can focus in on the things that matter most, and also so you can be a superstar at work and get more done. And that's why I think what we're doing is so critical, so important. We've just been amazed at the results and very excited about the book. And we feel it's just a wonderful thing to be on your program. And I hope people do call in to get the book, because it's a great investment, just like the investment that they're making in public radio is fantastic.
Well, that's a great plug. Thank you so much, Mike Song. So far, we have raised more than $750 toward that $2,000 goal, people who apparently want to help get some help managing their email. So thanks very much.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Mike Song, our guest, he is the co-author of The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock, coming up after 7, I'm going to welcome in the author of It Can Happen Here, Joe Connison. We've talked with him before, and we will talk politics with him again after 7 o'clock. Right now, I'm going to talk some more with Cheryl Gasser, the executive producer of our talk shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, Cheryl.
Good morning again, Joy.
We're doing pretty well toward that $2,000 goal that we have for this hour, $750 raised from listeners like you who know that Wisconsin Public Radio depends on your contributions to pay the bills, and maybe listeners like you who need some help managing your email. The number to call to help out Wisconsin Public Radio and help yourself out with a copy of the book, The Hamster Revolution, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge on the web, WPR.org.
And I think the only person who doesn't need help managing their email is someone who doesn't have email.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for a pledge of $120 or more this hour only, the next 12 minutes or so during Joy's program, we will send you Mike Song's book, The Hamster Revolution, along with the member benefit card. And that will get you 2-for-1 entrees. You go into the restaurants. There's over 250 of them all across the state of Wisconsin. And you pay for one entree and you get the second one for free. I think if you pledge $120 a year, if you go out to eat once a month, you get the book as well. Your pledge will pay for itself within the course of the year. And think of all the time that you will save having written and learned how to manage your email better. I think that's worth $10 a month alone. Any amount welcome. The amount completely up to you. There is no set limit. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. You can help us reach that goal of $2,000 during this hour.
And we only scratched the surface in terms of advice and tips on how to manage your email when we talked with Mike Song, author of The Hamster Revolution. This book has lots more information in it, The Best and Worst Email Habits, How to Stop the Boomerang Effect and Instantly Shrink Your Email Volume. There is a lot of good advice here on how you can store your email, how your email behaviors can help or hinder your professional image, the warning signs of email addiction. all sorts of information in here on how you can stop the info glut and reclaim your life. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. It will help pay the bills and help bring you programs like this one each and every day. But it will also get you this hour the thank you book, The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And when you do make that phone call, volunteers are standing by in Pledge Central waiting to talk with you. They'll ask you for a bit of personal information that we will not share with anyone. It's personal and confidential, and we'll keep it that way. Who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, how you'd like to pay for it. More and more of our members to Wisconsin Public Radio are setting up electronic funds transfer. I pay for a lot of my bills that way as well. It just comes out of your checking account every month, and you can stop it whenever you like. We started only with your permission. It's an easy way to automatically pay for the programming that you love on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're here for you whether you're listening at home, in the car, at the office, out in the garden. Of course, you're not going to be out there today, but I know a lot of people who were listening while they were shoveling that snow over the weekend. We are there for you, and we're asking now that you be there for us. We have a goal, $2,000 this hour. Your call can make the difference. 1-800-383-9772, and your pledge online can also make the difference at WPR.org.
And a pledge of any amount is appreciated. You can pledge whatever you want to Wisconsin Public Radio. All of it helps pay for the programming. It's the $120 pledge that gets you the member benefit card or the book, The Hamster Revolution, both actually, if you want The Hamster Revolution. But let me also mention, Cheryl, that we have a very special event coming up this summer. It is a cruise on Lake Monona. It will take place on Saturday, June the 30th in the afternoon. And we are offering as a special event for a pledge of $100 a month or more, a $1,200 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, two tickets to this cruise where we will we'll cruise around, we'll eat, we'll have great conversation, we'll play some games. On the cruise, Joy Cardine, Gene Ferracca, Larry Mueller, Cheryl Gasser, and others from Wisconsin Public Radio, but more importantly, a lot of great listeners like you, people who love Wisconsin Public Radio. And I hope that if you have a generous pledge to give during this pledge drive, you will pick up a pair of tickets to the Cruise of Ideas on June the 30th. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge on the web at WPR.org.
And we have heard from listeners during this pledge drive who've already picked up a few pairs of tickets, and we only have a limited number, 25 pairs of tickets. We want to mix and mingle with you on the 30th of June. Make a call, whatever the level, whether you pick up tickets to the Cruise of Ideas or you pick up our book, The Hamster Revolution, during this hour and this hour only for a pledge of $120 a year or more. We need to hear from you now. Go online, WPR.org, or go to the phone, 1-800-383-9772. Either way, it takes just a couple minutes. In the time it would take to make a cup of coffee or run a quick errand, you can be a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge of support is so important to us, and we want to hear from you now. Please call 800-383-9772 or go online, WPR.org.
Still working toward that $2,000 goal for this hour, and only about five more minutes left in the hour for us to ask you to help us reach that goal. Every hour has a goal because every hour during a pledge drive is allotted a certain amount of listener support that needs to be raised during a particular hour. $900 raised toward that $2,000 goal. So that's a good start, but it's not $2,000. And we hope if you value this program, certainly you're listening right now, you get something out of this program. I know that Kimberly in West Bend, who called in a pledge this hour, got something out of this hour. She pledged and said that was a great show on email overload. So, Kimberly, thank you very much for your pledge. I hope you enjoy the book, The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. I know I learned a lot from this book, and I think you will too. Yours for a pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web, WPR.org.
Because Joy and her guests have made a difference in your life, because you've learned something today, and you'll learn so much in the days and months to come, you can pledge now in support of all that learning, all the wonderful guests, the great job that Joy does, the wonderful job that her producers, Leo Duran and Karen Prager, Carmen Jackson, do day in, day out to bring you the best guests, the best topics from a wide variety of viewpoints. You may hear about an issue, but you're not going to hear about it from just one side. What is that worth to you? 800-383-9772. Pledge online, WPR.org. Just a few minutes left during the hour to get our guest's book, The Hamster Revolution. Yours again for a pledge of $120 a year or more.
Thanks to Judy and Bill in Arlington who called in a pledge this morning. And their message, we love you guys. Well, we love you too, Judy and Bill. Thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And thank you too if you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio or if pledged in the past or renew through the mail. We really appreciate it. We couldn't do this without your support. Right now, we're talking to you, though. If you haven't yet made that call, that step to become a contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. A pledge of $10 a month or more. And you can do it that way if you want to. You can break it down into monthly installments, or you can write out a check for $120. Or you can put that right on your credit card. However you want to pay for your pledge, we'll make it as easy as possible. $120 a year or more, and we will send you the book, The Hamster Revolution, if you want it, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You. And even if you don't want it, we'll send you the member benefit card.
And that will get you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants in Wisconsin. I think it'll pay for itself, the pledge rather, over the course of the year if you use it once a month or so. But again, that book and the member benefit card and the wonderful programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, because you wake up with Joy Cardine each weekday morning, because you learn something each week from Joy's show, because you are entertained and educated, because you get a chance to talk with guests in their tops in their fields from all around the country, all around the world. Make a pledge. Pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio now. 1-800-383-9772. Love to hear those phones ring. Won't you be the next caller?
We have, so far, with your help, raised $1,060 toward that $2,000 goal. Just another minute or so for me to ask you to go to the phone right now and call 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Just another couple of minutes. You can continue calling through the news for you to support Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of $120 a year or more and pick up a copy of The Hamster Revolution. Find out how to get a grip on your email glut, how to stop spinning your wheels and start managing your email. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so much for your support. But if not, please make a pledge now online, WPR.org, or at 1-800-383-9772.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, and thank you if you have called in so far this hour. Still time for you, though, at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.